We now continue with our next omnibus feature, which begins, by great luck, with the images of our later heroes, who are introduced here for the first time, placed in our memory until the later moment when they will fly into the sky to make direct contact with the UFOs. These are the brains of Natsumi Soseki, famous author, and Uchimura Kanzo, famous Christian theologian, both of the Taisho era and before, and from that time mysteriously preserved over a period of more than 1,000 movies or years, here in their hometown jars, where they once lived, until it became apparent to everyone that these brains were leaving these jars in the evenings and flying through the air. First in the vicinity of metropolitan Tokyo, and then later through and throughout the world, where they took on the shape of the flying brains of Uchimura Kanzo and Natsuki Soseki. No, that's Natsumi Soseki. Natsuki Soseki was a different one. That was a knockoff. In any case, Kanzo, as I've said, was well known for his Christian and pacifist tendencies. And Soseki, for many fiction books, including the book, which we will present later, known as I Am a Cat, which was later knowingly mistranslated as I Am a UFO, which of course was of great interest to the UFOs. In the specific case of this movie here, there, experimentally produced in a scientific manner, especially interesting to the UFOs, we here see the spoken images of a wide variety of still photographs, tens of thousands of which were collected by David Blair, and David Blair, and all the other David Blairs over the period of years that they recently spent within the time tunnel over there. Yeah, over there to the right. No, further right. Upon their emergence from the time tunnel, each and all carrying cartons of invisible photographs they brought back with them, they then began to group these unseen, unseeable, unseeing images of a former Manchurian reality into groups of groupings, which they stared at with wonder and curiosity until the meanings of these oh so many photographs began to speak of themselves, silently, of course. And so it was that this and other movies like it came to be made in the manner that you will now see, and later respoken to us by the unified voices of the UFOs. And yes, like the previous movie, this interesting movie, known as Manchuria_MISC_1, is a shortened version of another movie of the same name, which is also 30 times longer than what you see here. There.